Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program. Now we're into hour number two. See?
There we go.
I knew it was coming. Hour number two, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, the Phantom Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. And Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis at the Fan.
Yes.
Running the show. A couple of years ago, we reported on a cooperative program between muskie anglers and fisheries scientists on Lake St. Clair, which is quickly becoming a world-renowned muskie fishery. The research project that was being done back then was designed to catch muskie, place radio transmitters in the fish, release them, and then track their movements so that they could better understand some of their habits, you know, feeding habits, migrational habits, seasonal habits, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we never got back to it. We announced it and we reported it and then never sort of looked into it again from then. So we're going to do that right now. Joining us is Stephen Marklevitz. He is a member of the team working on this project. He's an aquatic ecologist and fisheries biologist with the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. And he joins us now. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful project. How long have you been working on this, by the way?
We've been undertaking this project since about 2016. So about 3 years now.
It's a great approach to fishery science. I mean, nothing tells you better what's going on down there than the fish themselves. And when you can get telemetry from fish regarding their feeding habits the way they travel around a body of water, et cetera, that's got to be incredibly valuable data for you guys.
It sure is. You're absolutely right. The fish are telling us their life story as opposed to us having to guess it now. And this new technology of acoustic telemetry is really unlocking a lot of mysteries for muskie as well as many other species in the Great Lakes.
Now, you got a bunch of partners on this as well, I understand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the project started in 2016 as a partnership between Michigan Department of Natural Resources, Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and the U.S. Geological Survey and ourselves at the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. But very quickly, it piqued the interest of some of our local community partners, primarily Muskies Canada, both at the national level and at the Bell River chapter specifically. And with their support, both in fundraising to help purchase some of the equipment and volunteer opportunities, we've really been able to accelerate the path of this project out into a full study. It's been really great working with everyone.
Fantastic. How many muskies have been tagged and transmitted that are currently transmitting data since 2016?
Right. So we've tagged a total of 89, and we unfortunately expect that not all of those fish would make it through surgery and then live extended periods of time. So currently we're tracking somewhere between 69 and 75 fish we still believe are out in the lake swimming around and actively transmitting data through the GLaDOS system.
And are you, like, is this a daily thing? Like, how does this work?
Yeah, no. So the fish are transmitting actually a signal every 2 minutes that are picked up by receivers that are deployed across Lake St. Clair, the Detroit River, St. Clair River, and the rest of Lake Erie through the GLaDOS, the Great Lakes Acoustic Telemetry Observation System Array. Those receivers actually have to be picked up off the bottom of the lake to get that data back. So we're looking at about a year until we get data back, but then we do get the daily movements of fish across that receiver array.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, there's some huge muskie in Lake St. Clair. I don't know whether that's one of the criteria that you use when you're selecting the specimen to tag or not. But what's the average size that you'd be tracking?
Yeah. So, I looked that up in our data, and right now the average size of fish is about, 0.9 meters or 36 inches. It weighs about 6.5, 6.6 kilos or 15 pounds. So not huge relatively to what musky fishermen are used to, but the largest fish we have is about 1.3 meters or 52 inches, weighing 16 kilograms or about 35 pounds, just to give you an array of what we have there.
So 52 inches, almost 30 pounds is what you're basically what the formula.
35 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Are you finding out, like, what kind of information are you getting from their movement, for example, or maybe their feeding? What's the big piece of data you can share with us?
Yeah, so given the delay in data retrieval, we're still pretty early in the study. But what we're seeing is fairly extensive movements of muskie, not only in Lake St. Clair, but up and down the Detroit River, and even some fish that are.
Yeah, just are you still there, Stephen?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties there. So you were saying about these fish that are traveling up and down the river and in St. Clair?
Yeah, sorry. So we have fairly extensive movements throughout the Lake St. Clair, but also some movements up and down the river, and also into the west basin of Lake Erie. We're having a few individuals travel that far.
Wow. Eh? Yeah, I mean, we've always known fish will travel great distances to get back to their home turf, as it were, if they're caught during a tournament and released in another area. There's evidence to prove that bass will travel miles and miles to get back to where they need to be. So it doesn't surprise me that muskie are doing the same thing as well on the St. Clair and in the rivers. That's incredible information. Of course, that's going to help you guys, I'm sure, down the road, try and figure out what some of the best management practices could be based on the information that the fish are giving you, in essence.
Yes, for sure. So muskie, from our perspective, is a fairly difficult fish, and they're notoriously hard to research. They're hard to catch, and then hard to do assessment work on it. So the hope of this is that this acoustic telemetry study will help us identify things like spawning sites so that we are be able to design assessment programs to properly assess the population and then unlock some of that basic ecology of the fish in Lake St. Clair and Detroit River and West Basin of Lake Erie to really help us develop any future management actions or plans that may be needed.
Fantastic. How long is this project? What's the shelf life? How long are you going to work on it?
Yeah, so the shelf life is we'll be tagging again this year and next year. That was our commitment to 5 years of tagging fish. And then the tags last about 5 to 7 years. So we'll have data trickling in for another 5 years at least after that. So it's quite a long study. It'll be 10 years in total by the time it's wrapped up and data stops coming in.
Sounds fantastic. We'll keep an eye on it. And when you have some new stuff you'd like to share with us, by all means, drop us a note and pop back onto the program. We love having you on, man.
For sure. Will do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stephen Marklebitz of the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, a wonderful program. I won't say intimately familiar with it, but I do have a lot of information on this tagging program down there that's been going on, by the way. This is not the first one. They started working with muskie on St. Clair as far back as 20 years ago. Ooh. And there were tagging programs, radio tagging programs throughout that whole process. So fascinating.
Cool.
But you know, the net result is they built one of the, it's truly a world-class muskie fishery. And it came from zero.
Oh.
So yeah, so it's very cool. Have we got all our technical problems sorted out, or are we still?
I hope so.
Yeah. We do want to apologize if any of the technical problems have inconvenienced anybody out there, any of our listeners. But, as they say, stuff happens.
Like you said, we jump off a plane every morning. And
all right.